Yes. I have seen bluer eyes than yours. Yes, even in the darkness of your bedroom, I have seen darker than midnights, louder than phone calls during your fumbling fingers. And I used to shudder at the thought of you, and now my hands just shake. I will not be unbeautiful anymore. I am a woman loved by human beings who are better at it than you. And before this life is over, I will resurrect my father's grin and my mother's eyes, because what else are you supposed to do with luck than pass it along? For once in my life, I want to make something an unconditional love that isn't made of chemicals, that isn't made of dream. All I wanted was a yes that was selfless. It was the kind of sound I used to make before I allowed you entry. I mistranslated what your tight embrace meant. I thought not being able to escape meant that you didn't want to let me go. I want to walk until my legs fail to carry me, to fall to the ground and lying there, look up at God and tell her I am sorry for asking her for this. One day soon, I will stand at the altar of my bathroom mirror and worship that girl when she says you are beautiful. And you used to thank me every night for understanding, but we played each other's roles in our little scenarios as if our lines will make us sound convinced that the night is at the window, ear pressed against the glass and waiting for our breath to uncurl like our limbs after rigor mortis. Another familiar eulogy, like candle flames, lashing midnight smoke across our fingers. And you don't even love your ancestors enough to want children, because they are a mirror more frightening than anything you've been forced to get on your knees for. In my life, I will make sure that my mother's eyes will smile again in the mirror of a child who tells me that I am beautiful. And you will never be able to look past the infinite loop of stars. You have not names enough for the ones who came before you. Yes, I have seen eyes bluer than yours, bluer than my midnight sighs, because I once saw stars in my own reflection. I saw a father's smile when I finally shined. You have no purpose. You have nothing, and gave me nothing. But in this moment, I will quake, like the earth taking back what is rightfully hers. My core, surrounded by heat and liquid, will now only whisper eruptions. And you will one day have legs that will collapse, and you will have to answer to a reflection with nothing to help you.